here's a story from The World.
Next to Brazil, another coronavirus outbreak there is hitting the city of Manaus in the Amazon region. COVID wards are at capacity, and many hospitals have now run out of oxygen. The Brazilian military says it's already shipped 8 tons of hospital supplies and expects to send more. On top of all that, fresh concern that a new variant of the virus has emerged in the area. Michael Fox has more from Brazil.
Pessoal, eu peço misericórdia de vocês.
A woman in a red shirt and a white face mask walks through the parking lot of a hospital in Manaus. She's talking into her cell phone camera, and she's distraught. People, I'm asking you for mercy. We're in a deplorable situation, she says. The oxygen has simply run out in the entire unit. We don't have any oxygen, and a lot of people are dying. If you have oxygen available, bring it here to the urgent care unit at the Head and Sohn Polyclinic. My God, there are a lot of people dying. Later in the same video, we see a crew of people carrying in 2 large green oxygen tanks from the back of a military police vehicle. She keeps repeating, "This is the situation. This is the situation. Only 2 oxygen tanks have arrived. The director is here in absolute despair. For the love of God," she says. This video is just one of dozens that went viral yesterday across Brazil as hospitals ran out of oxygen in Manaus, the capital of the Brazilian state of Amazonas. According to reports, dozens may have died yesterday because of the lack of oxygen. More than 200 patients are being transferred to hospitals in 6 different states. Health Minister Eduardo Pazuello said last night that along with the lack of oxygen, there were over 400 people on the wait list for ICUs in Manaus. André Basualto is a doctor at a private hospital there. He says the severity of the situation has caught medical professionals by surprise.
Primeiro acabaram os ventiladores, depois os leitos e por fim o menos esperado, o oxigênio.
He says, first we ran out of ventilators, then beds, and finally, and the least expected, oxygen. I believe we were already expecting a high number of patients, but not as we are actually seeing in practice. In this video, posted last week on TikTok, a backhoe operator looks out the windshield of his vehicle as he waits for 3 men to lower a coffin into the soft brown dirt. Simple wooden crosses mark hundreds of new graves that stretch back in seemingly endless rows across the field. He says, "You think this is a joke? A ton of people have died in just one day. Today is January 6th. It's not a joke. Use a mask." Manaus is in a tough spot. First, it's the only city in the state of Amazonas with ICU units. And that state is huge, roughly 4 times the size of Germany. This means that logistics and transportation are not easy. But Dr. André Basualto says the whole situation could have been avoided. He says, since the beginning of the pandemic, we have been alerting the population about the need for isolation and prevention, the use of masks and social distancing. However, what we saw was disregard by many and denialism regarding the imminent severity of the situation. Basualto points to inadequate planning and crowded stores and malls at the end of the year that helped the virus to spread. This week, many Brazilians took to social media with the hashtag lockdown. They blame President Jair Bolsonaro and his supporters for demanding the end of social restrictions and tighter measures that could have prevented the chaos now unfolding. Such measures were in effect briefly in late 2020, before State Governor Wilson Lima rolled them back under pressure. Lima has now suspended public transportation and instituted an overnight curfew. He has also requested air support from the United States to help ship oxygen tanks from elsewhere around Brazil. Venezuela, which shares a border with the state of Amazonas, has also promised to send in oxygen. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Florianópolis, Brazil.